This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Welcome back to Sin 90.7 Get Serial with Chris, Dana and Maria. That was Aqualia's track For Your Love, a new release. We actually have Georgia Deslandi on in the studio with us, who just did an interview with us. If you want to hear that back, you can find it on Get Serial, iTunes and Omni. She is just, we've asked her very kindly and she's very kindly agreed to stay on for our final segment of the show. Thank you so much for staying on, Georgia.
No, I'm super excited. I'm ready to learn some stuff.
Maria, we've got our weekly segment, Crazy Customs. Hit us.
Here we go. So this week's edition of Crazy Customs is the baby tooth edition. I'm going to read out four different customs related to losing your baby teeth around the world, and I'll list four countries and everyone in the studio, so Chris, Dana and Georgia from Qualia and at home or in the car, wherever you're listening, you can play in as well. You've got to match the four countries I say to the customs that we've shared. And the reason I was actually thinking about baby teeth this week is I've been thinking about teeth a lot. I removed a wisdom tooth and I had remembered how I didn't, when I first lost a tooth and I knew about the tooth fairy from TV and kids at school, mm-hmm. I was a late tooth loser, I'd put the teeth under my pillow, but I got nothing for a number of days until I mentioned to my parents, I'm like, oh, so what's going on with the tooth fairy?
Where's my $2 coin?
I'd ask my dad like what he did with his teeth and he's like, oh, I threw them on the roof. Tooth fairy wasn't a thing, but in Greek culture, there's a wish that you read out and you chuck them on the roof. And a number of countries around the world do that as well. Like Botswana was the most surprising, doing the roof, a couple countries in Europe, and then like Singapore, Taiwan, and some countries in Asia, chuck them on the roof as well, or on the floor if it's your lower teeth. So I was checking out countries around the world for tooth customs, and these are the four that are part of this game. So the first one is the glass of water and the tooth mouse. So stemming from a folkloric figure, the tooth fairy, they say, is actually based on the tooth mouse.
Yeah.
And unlike the tooth fairy, in the country that does this custom, the tooth mouse has a name that I'll share when we say the answers.
Okay.
And it's actually got a few names and aliases. And what happens is, so rats and rodents have really strong teeth that continuously grow for like their whole lives. And when you've just lost a tooth and
have buck teeth.
Yeah, pretty much. When you've lost a tooth, that's what you want. You want a tooth that's going to grow and be strong. So that's why the figure is a mouse who comes to collect your old teeth. And in this country, children will leave their baby tooth in a glass of water by their bedside. So overnight, the tooth mouse will drink the water because it's thirsty, getting all the teeth.
Yeah.
Will leave behind in the empty glass a treasure. So it'll be either money or like a lolly, and take the tooth away.
That'd be a really fat mouse by the end of the night. Like a lot of, if that's a busy mouse, a lot of water drunk that night.
Yeah,
all right, number one, we've got mouse and glass of water.
That's it. Number two is the feed, I'll say, until I give it away. So children in this country would wrap their teeth up in a little cloth, or they'll just wrap it up in some lard or some meat and feed the tooth to a dog.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
Okay. Wasn't expecting
so
that.
Nice. Yeah, the tooth fairy's having a rough day. Yeah, Let's just give it to your dog, you know?
Give it to the dog, because in that country, you want strong teeth like a dog. There's some difference there, but also dogs are considered in some respect, I couldn't find a big clarification, but they're considered guardians in some way, so they're a guardian figure, but also you want teeth like them to be strong. Then we've got the clean tooth collecting birds. Children in this certain country actually want birds, or they ask birds to take away their tooth and bring back new strong teeth. So what they do is they'll throw their baby teeth on a roof or somewhere outside so the bird can take it away.
Yeah.
And the birds, so the children are told that the birds only clean or only pick up clean strong teeth.
Yeah.
So it's an incentive to get rid of your teeth and stuff, but it's also an incentive to keep your teeth clean and good oral hygiene from young.
That reminds me of, you know, if the bird's bringing back a big, strong tooth, that's like the stork brings the baby.
Yes.
It's like bringing new, something new, life, new.
Maybe they overlap.
Yeah.
Good way to keep, to get kids to keep their teeth. Did you guys ever, when you were little, like, and you didn't want to brush your teeth, you'd just, like, run it under the tap and then you'd be like, yeah, I brushed my teeth. And your parents would be like, no, you didn't.
No, but we used to do the thing where, oh, you have to brush your teeth at night. Oh, but can I have an apple afterwards? Oh, so rebel having an apple after you've brushed your teeth. All right, the final crazy custom there, Maria?
The final one is the parent teeth planting. So in this country, what's done with lost baby teeth doesn't only promote the fulfillment of quality adult teeth, but also the fulfillment of the life of the children, because what the parents will do is with the child's teeth, the baby teeth, they'll plant them outside in a location based on what they wish for their children.
Yes.
So some examples of common places is if you want your kid to be a doctor, they'll plant it near a medical center.
Oh, really? Wow.
If your kid is aspiring to be basically planting the seed. If you want your kid to, or if they're aspiring to be a famous athlete or sporting related person or soccer player, planting it on a football field or a sports ground is quite common as well.
Okay. So what are our four countries that we need to match up?
So our four countries are Turkey.
Yep.
Mongolia.
Yep.
Argentina.
Ooh.
And Brazil.
Ooh, okay.
It's a nice variation in there.
Yeah, so we've got, just to recap for all our listeners, we've got our four crazy customs are all tooth related. We've got the tooth mouse drinking all the glass of water and getting the tooth at the bottom of the glass. Second is the feed it to a dog. The third is the birds collect it and bring back a strong tooth. And the fourth is parent tooth planting, aspiring their children to be whatever they want them to be.
No pressure.
And we've got Turkey, Mongolia, Brazil and Argentina. Oh. Georgia, what are you thinking?
Oh,
we'll go with the first.
All right, so tooth, the mouse.
Yep. All right, so we've got, Turkey, Brazil, Argentina and Mongolia.
Yes.
The tooth mouse, I'm going to go with.
And the glass of water.
And the glass of water, I'm going to say Mongolia.
Okay.
I'm taking a stab in the dark here.
It's all right.
What about you, Chris? What are you going to do?
I'm probably going to go, Mongolia just sounds like it. So.
Yeah. Just sounds like mouse is M, Mongolia is M. You know,
good association. I'm going to go Brazil. I just think there'll be a lot of mice in Brazil. Okay. Maria, what?
Yep, I'll reveal it at the end.
Okay, at the end.
Give it away. Yeah.
The second one is feeding your tooth to a dog. What do you think, Georgia?
Feeding your tooth to a dog. I think I'm going to go Turkey for that one.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Chris, what do you think?
I'm probably going to go with. It was the tooth.
Feeding the tooth to a dog. We've got Turkey, Mongolia, Argentina, or Brazil.
I think I have to go Argentina.
I'm going to go Argentina as well because I know there's a lot of strays.
Mm-hmm. You guys are logical. I'm just like underdogging it.
To be honest, I really don't have any clue either. We just are taking a stab in the dark.
Next is the birds that collect only clean teeth.
Alrighty. What do you reckon, Georgia?
Or what have I got left? Hang on. What have I done?
So
you've done Turkey and Mongolia. You've got Argentina and Brazil.
That's it.
All right. Let's go with Argentina.
All righty.
I'm going Turkey.
I'm going to go Mongolia.
Nice.
For the birds carrying the tooth away. And final one is the tooth planting parents.
Well, I'm going to have to go with Brazil.
Yeah, the last one.
That's my only option.
Yeah,
so.
Brazil.
Chris, what are you?
Brazil.
And I'm Turkey, which now I'm thinking is all coming crashing down on me because I don't actually think Turkey. So what have we got, Maria? Reveal the tooth mouse.
So majority of these, you all got it wrong, actually.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Generally, if you get one wrong, then you're going to get something else wrong in there.
So the mouse is named. It's got a funny name. It's Ratoncito Perez.
Ooh.
Also just El Raton, the rat, or Raton Perez.
That'd be Argentina.
Spanish.
Yeah.
So it's
yes.
Argentina.
So sexy.
Yes. Yeah. You're mouse-stealing tooth fairy. Are you asshole sexy? Yes,
and it's
okay.
It's funny because a lot of people do use celebrate the mouse around Europe and the Americas, but the glass of water is Argentina.
Okay.
The dog, so feeding your tooth to a dog. So Georgia guessed Turkey and Dana and Chris guessed Argentina, but it's actually Mongolia.
Interesting.
And a number of places do stuff like that, like in Kyrgyzstan and a number of tribes and random places throughout the world to do with
strength. Wow. Okay.
And the birds who only collect clean teeth. No one got that one either. So I guess this year Argentina.
We're doing brilliant.
Australia represent, yeah. You know.
It's Brazil.
Brazil.
And I would guess that because I know people, or people I've known from Brazil, have always had really white teeth, or really, like, I've known people who are obsessive with oral hygiene, so maybe it's that. I'm reading that, I'm thinking maybe it's because they've been told about the birds.
Okay.
And
finally?
The final one, so the only one that there was a correct answer in, so the parents' teeth planting based on what they wish for their kids was indeed Turkey.
Hey, I got that one.
Dana got that right.
Well, to be honest, we're all taking a stab in the dark.
Yeah.
We have gone a little bit over time. Thank you so much for joining us on Get Cereal Tuesdays with Chris, Dana and Maria. We owe a big thank you to Georgia from Qualia, who's come in not only to play our crazy customs game, but did have a little chat with us about their new single, For Your Love.
Yes.
Which has just been released. We will put up details on our Facebook page. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day to all our listeners out there. And
we will finish off with our Haven Seat.
We'll see you next Tuesday. Yes. If you missed anything, tune into our Get Cereal podcast on Omni and on iTunes.
This is High Beam by Chelsea Jade.
This has been a Get Cereal podcast. Get Cereal, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.